No doubt, man. Z1079, Cleveland's number one station for hip-hop and R&B, and of course your summer jam station, Kobe Cobe, live at the 2012 BET Awards. It's going down Sunday night, 8 p.m., hosted by Samuel L. Jackson. And speaking of summer jam, this dude is just taking over the music scene, new artists, and he's going to bless for the first time the summer jam stage. Cash Out in the building.
Yeah, what it do?
What's up, man?
Man.
Tell me about the last few months, because you just like, you know, you just kind of came out of nowhere. You've been behind the scenes for a little bit, and then you just come with this joint cashing out. The streets is loving it. It's the number one song on Z107 now. You're going to be on that summer jam stage with Jeezy, yeah, with Future, yeah, with MGK.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's going to be a crazy show, man. Talk to us, man. What's going on?
Man, it's been a blessing, man. You know, I've been on the road since February, man. You know, I got to give all my praise to God, my team, Bases Loaded, Epic, you know, for making a song number one, you know, on the urban charts for, 4 weeks straight, you know, and top five rhythmic, man. It's been going crazy, man. You know, we ready to come with that next single because Cashing Out is, like, at its peak on the charts,
I heard
charts,
about this
man.
Booty record. What's this Booty record about,
Big
man?
Booty, man.
Yeah, you know, everybody talking about
me,
this, man.
It remind me of Juvenile when Juvenile dropped that thing up, man.
Oh, it's know, like that?
It's like that, man, you know, and that was one of his biggest songs, man, you know, of his career, man, you know, and it's like a one of them songs them ladies can dance to, and it's still, you know, got that fella vibe where you sitting back.
So
like, yeah,
when you perform that on Summer Jam, then maybe we should do some, like, you know, big booty contest or something. You know, let's do something. Let's do something unique.
We should do something like that, man.
Yeah, you know, I ain't got a problem with that. You got a problem with that?
No, definitely.
Let's do it. Done.
No, I'm ready to pick.
All right, it's a lot of big booties in Cleveland. So when is this album coming out, man?
Oh, man, no set date right now. You know, okay. I'm just dropping singles, man, you know, branding my name, branding myself to the world, man, you know, no rush on the album. Cause
how cool is that, man, to put your first record out and it go number one? That's pretty cool, right?
that's a once again a blessing, man, you know, because got people been rapping 10 years, never had a number one record, man.
That's right.
So out the gate, you know, it's kind of like a gift and a curse, but you got to stay humble and, you know, just keep dropping consistent music. You know, every song ain't going to go number one, but as long as you dropping something that can go top 10, top 5, possible number one, you got a chance.
So, man, who called you? L.A. Reid? Did he call you and tell you got a number one?
Matter of fact, yes, he did.
So
midnight.
What was that phone call like? So you know, you see L.A. Reid on the phone, you know, you're like, oh God, what did I do now?
I thought I was tripping, man. You know, midnight, you know,
right?
Midnight call, I'm in the studio. Right. He called like, hey man, congratulations, man. And you know, he congratulated me and respected me because, you know, Epic then, you know, picked that record. Me and my independent label came to them with that record.
Nice.
Already 1,000 spins
on
the radio, and they just put, you know, that them two powerhouses, the independent and Epic, behind it, you know, and they just pushed it number one, man. And he was like, thank you, man, for bringing that number one, the first number one record.
His first number one, the Epic Records,
Yeah, definitely.
That's a big deal. L.A. Reid is the man, so
yes,
you know, you got good company.
Yes, sir.
All right, so look, Summer Jam, July 15th. Get your tickets now. Any Ticketmaster outlet, anybody listening right now, we just added Future to the show. Cashing Out is going to be Cashing Out on stage.
Chill.
It's going to be crazy, man. When you come back to Cleveland, man, we're going to have a good time. We're going to have fun.
Definitely.
In fact, there might be an after party situation that fits the Big Booty song. All right,
definitely.
All right. We'll talk about that offline. But get your
offline
tickets, man. LiveNation.com or ZHipHopCleveland.com. Summer Jam is going down. I'm live at the BET Awards. Follow us on Twitter at Z1079 at Kobe Cobe. Yes, Instagram is back up.
Sure.
It was down all night.
I was mad, man.
Right.
I got to talk about that. I had some mad.
I had some great pictures last night. Yeah.
Pictures from the concert last night. Me, Ross, Wale. I'm mad. I'm trying to up. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I
thought something was wrong with my phone.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But no, it's all back on.
Sure.
And make sure you follow us and check in with us so you can know what's going down at the BET Awards on Z1079.
Yeah.